Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P. Oh my goodness. Is today Friday night? Fright night. It's a lot of frightening things going on out there tonight. And I don't know if it's because everybody's like hustling and bustling and trying to get their things done for, you know, Christmas holiday, but it's a lot of frightening things going on out there. For an example, I don't know what sneaker came out today. I was just alerted that the Jordan series, I think 11, whatever those things are called. I don't know. I don't wear them. I don't keep up with them. But it was, like, so frightening today to see that there were so many people lined up. I mean, rows, lines, around corners. I mean, you would have honestly thought people were giving out jobs and standing out there for jobs versus people were standing out there waiting for a $200 pair of sneakers that came out 8 times already. Okay, just at a different time frame. So I was just a little frightened and a little confused to why that is, but, you know, people are going to do what people do, I guess, and that's basically keep up with Jordan. So that was a little bit frightening. There was a lot of people out there, like, arguing about who was online first. I mean, the holidays is supposed to bring out the love and, you know, sensitivity and the compassion in people, but honestly, the holidays bring out the Grinch, okay, so to speak, because people are being on their missions and there is like going into war half the time. So that's why Miss P just stay behind the scenes and wait for it all to blow over before she does anything, because you won't have me caught up in that craziness, okay? But moving right along, you know, I know you guys can relate to all of that. I just wanted to give a shout out to Diamond Dallas again, to CC at Don Diva Marketing, and for Philosophical Coats last night for the awesome show. And I also want to give a shout out to my girl Fee Sexy Ma and my girl Tisha for always supporting and listening into the Intune show. So on tonight's show, we have Contanique. She is from Atlanta, and she's basically doing her thing. She's, like, racking up hits, racking up reviews all over the place on World Star Hip Hop. She's everywhere. You know, you Google her, you'll find her. It's just, there's no limits to this woman, and I'm just really absolutely, like, enthused to have her on the show tonight. It's long overdue, so I'll get to, you know, talk to her and see what makes her tick and why she does what she does. And, I mean, she's definitely an awesome person. Like I said, I've done some research as well on her, and she has a ton of YouTube videos out there, and I definitely have to link up with her when I'm in ATL in January, because she has to definitely show me how to pop in a locket full, because on one of her videos, she's definitely given a breakdown of how to make the you know, tissy pop, so to speak. So I'm definitely eager to learn that, because anyone who knows me knows that I can't dance at all. I just move, but there's no rhythm, okay? So we have her on the line now, so let's just dig right in. Hey, beautiful, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Miss P? How you doing?
Good, good. I'm so excited, like I said, to have you on the show tonight, and I appreciate you taking out the time to be with us tonight.
Oh, no problem, no problem, sweetie.
So like I was saying to all these people out here, all the listeners, you know, you're such an inspiration to me, definitely. I mean, I've been, like, totally doing research, and I've just, like, there's so much about you that, you know, you're like, okay, let me take a coffee break, which is not
Thank
a bad
you.
Thing. No, it's not a bad thing at all. It just shows that you are driven to do what you have to do. So tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Well, as you know, my name is Contanique. I was born in Columbus, Georgia, but when I was like 6, I moved to Orlando, Florida. My mom put me in cheerleading, and I started like at 9, and I went all through high school doing cheerleading. So when I first got to high school, I was, I made varsity cheerleading squad and captain. So I started writing cheerleading, doing cheers or whatever. Then in my sophomore year, I joined the band, and it was just like, music was my thing. Growing up, I always liked it, to listen to Queen Latifah, MC Light growing up, Boss, listen to all the female rappers. So, one day I just like, hey, I'm going to write a rap. I mean, it was a really simple rap. I was about 14. I don't remember the rap, but that's how it all started. So as I kept going on and on and on, my lyrics, I kept reading more. My lyrics got more powerful. I just started looking at all the other female rappers, and, I decided, hey, I want to be a rapper. And I just been pursuing it ever since. So that's how I got started with the whole
wow.
rap thing,
mm-hmm.
period.
Right. That's awesome. It really is, because, ask me to rap, sing, do anything, dance, it's just not happening. So definitely women like yourself out here grinding, doing what you have to do in the music field is definitely like an inspiration to me. I was joking around last night and I was saying that I was going to, sign a contract and sing, and someone really thought I was serious. I'm like, really? That's not going to ever happen.
It's most definitely hard work.
Right, definitely.
You have to be driven. To be a singer or dancer or anything in that type of field, like you said, you have to be driven. And a lot of people are just born with, it's not nothing you can just wake up tomorrow and say, hey, I'm going to be a rapper. A lot of people think, well, that's what rappers do, but there's a lot of rappers, but there are only a few superstars. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do it, you want to be the best that you can be in, and you don't want to just be like the one-hit wonder. You want to, have longevity in the game, because once it's over, it's over. Once you get your shot, you got that one time, and once you blow it, it's pretty much, you're done.
Exactly, definitely. So how do you manage to build, like, strong relationships in the music industry being a woman? Because we know out here is a man's world, so to speak. So how do you maintain your balance in the industry?
Well, I'm gonna say it like this. To start from my childhood, I'm a very down to earth person. I did not grow up, I didn't have both of my parents in the home. On top of that, I seen stuff as a child that I didn't want to see. So as a woman, I got tormented as a child. So as a woman, my mom is a mother of 9 kids, raised me to be strong and just not to depend on a man. Now, I'm not saying that I don't need a man, I don't want a man, but I just have that independence about myself that I feel like I'm fierce. I don't let a man stop me from doing what I want to do. Well, don't get it twisted now. They come at me all the time on some off-the-wall things. But
mm-hmm.
once you set a name for yourself and you let them know that you're about business and not trying to sell sex like, most women do, they will respect you for who you are and not for just, oh, she's just a sexy, don't be just sexy. Have the talent to go with it. You see what I'm saying? You want to be the total package. You don't want to be, look, I'm sexy, but I do a show and I sound like crap on stage. Do you see what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
want to have a total package. So when the men do come at you, it's like, hey, I'm about business. I have a whole male staff around me. My manager's a male. All my security are males. I make them respect me for a woman, and they treat me like a queen. So I don't expect anything less from anybody in the industry, and I'm not going to sell myself short just to, get on top pretty much.
Definitely. That's awesome. That's awesome that you put that all out there, too, because that kind of changes the perspective for women out there.
Yeah, they disrespect you. They say they won't, but once you let it go, it's a wrap. They treat you like straight trash.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially because you're a beautiful woman, educated, you know, intellectual, stuff like that. And it's like definitely they will try to play on your intelligence just because they know that you're out here trying to, you know, do what you have to do out here. You know, people are like that no matter where you are, you know. So I'm definitely glad that you have that focus and you're driven to not allow anyone to come into that realm and demolish that. So that's so awesome. And, you know, if I was there right now, I'd give you such a hug, like, ooh, I love it, I love it. totally. So are there any, like, artists that you're working with right now?
No, I've been working on a lot of features. I have a lot of features I'm working on right now. And I'm getting ready to shoot another video for a song I have called Superstar. I am working on my mixtape, and on this mixtape I will have a lot of features. I'm going to try to put a lot of features. My first mixtape I put out, I had no features because I wanted people to know that I can rap and I don't need, you know, somebody to make my song hot. I really can make my own songs hot.
Right.
So, you know, I write all my own lyrics. I write all my own hooks. I do everything myself. People don't believe that I do, but I don't let another male or female write my music. So I'm, you know, this time, you know, me and my manager sat down and talked about it. It was like, look, you know, maybe you should have some features. I have a couple people in mind I would like to feature. Like, I would like to put Diamond on a song, just collab with other, you know, down south artists and, you know, just, you know, come up with something. I don't want to just put anybody on my song. I want people who are going to compliment me.
Absolutely. So when you say Diamond, is that like a artist in ATL?
Yes, Diamond, she's from Atlanta. I mean, I would like to work with any female artist. But, you know, with females, it's always, I don't know why, a conflict of interest. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
I don't know why women are like that. And I wish so much that women, you know, were not like that. But we are. We're very sensitive creatures. So if another female comes around, instead of us supporting the other female, you know, it's always like, oh, she thinks she's all that, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
she thinks she's better than me. And I just really wish females would not act in that manner when it comes to collabing, because that's why the men are dominating on us, because they get together and they do things. We're over here bickering about who's running the South and who's this and who's that, and who cares?
Right, definitely.
Like, it's enough money out here for everyone to make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Females everywhere you go. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just wish it wasn't so much drama in the, like, as far as females in the rap industry. It's always the female that comes out, she has to diss a female to get some publicity. I mean, I just wish the female rappers would just come together. You see what I'm saying? And stop and support females instead of supporting themselves and, you know, just, well, you know, I'm, you know how it is, girl.
Yeah, just being self-centered. Just being self-centered and selfish. And,
yeah,
you know.
And that's why men dominate on us, because women, you know, we get furious by another pretty woman, or, you know, I mean, I love beautiful women. I mean, I like all women in general. I don't discriminate, big, small, little, skinny, I don't care. But if you come out to my shows and you support me, I'm going to support you. Come to my video shoot. I'm not going to be like, look, you can't be in my video or anything like that. If you ask anybody who knows me, I'm like the most down-to-earth female that you can ever meet. I like to interact with my fans. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm trying to get to the money, but I get more of a kick out when I get on stage how people are driven by me. I get more of a thrill like that than just making money, because I'm going to make money regardless whether I'm on stage or not.
Oh, that's right.
You see what I'm saying?
You better talk about it.
Yeah, life goes on. I'm not finna sit up here and talk my life because I ain't making, because I'm doing music. Like a lot of people, I know you have to say you can't have one foot in, one foot out, but I have a family. I have children.
Right.
I'm not going to sit up here and act like I don't, you know, I live a normal life just like any other female. A lot of these artists, they try to act like they have things that they don't. And
mm-hmm.
people get bamboozled by that. You see what I'm saying? But
right.
they're just normal people just like you. They just got a little money. That's all.
That's it. That's the sugar coating. That's sugar coating. But what we don't understand about sugar, that sugar can be knocked off of an object.
That sugar
or
can
thing.
Be knocked off because all good things will come to an end. And I just rather keep it real with myself, keep it real with the Lord, keep it real with my fans, and not try to let them think I'm something that I'm not. And all I try
Absolutely.
To do, if you listen to my music, inspire young, black, white, Asian, I don't care. I don't hate on no female that's getting to her money. I don't, by any means necessary, whatever she's doing to get it, let her get it. Because I hate, one thing I hate is a female that don't got no money, ain't doing nothing, to try to talk about somebody else. And
yes.
you ain't got nothing popping.
Nothing.
Don't be like that.
Nothing.
Because you're
no,
a hater. That's exactly what you are. You're a hater. And much as you don't want to admit it, you are hating.
Right.
So
I think that they should start, like, some type of coalition or something. The haters coalition or something, you know, so
I
people
mean,
that
women,
are.
I see women. I was on a talk show a couple of nights ago, and they were talking about pet peeves. That was
mm-hmm.
one of my pet peeves. I hate women who see another woman, like, oh, Beyonce's ugly. Come on now. You can call her a lot of things, but she's by far not ugly. Come on,
no, she's not.
Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? You're hating. You are hating, and you might not think so, but you are hating. So, you know, I hate females like that. I hate them. I don't hate them with a passion, but I don't like being around people like that because you're just a negative person for no apparent reason.
Absolutely.
You know?
We should start, like, a whole list of things. Like, you are a hater when this happens. No. When you do this, when you partake, when you say, when you overanalyze, this is when you're hating, okay? So, you know,
yes.
that's the
I
way
mean,
it
guys
is. It's
the
sad.
Same way. I mean, guys are the same way. Women just a little bit more bad with it. Like, we hate on anybody. Her shoes are ugly. So what? Forget her shoes. Who cares?
Shoes
wear your
ugly.
Shoes. Stop worrying about her shoes. You just have conscience about what you have on. That's why you're trying to talk about her to take attention off of you. Yeah, it's, I mean, women, I love women because I love my women and I support females. But like I said, we need to get it together in 2012. We need to come together and we need to support each other and stop being against each other.
Definitely, definitely. So I see that you're racking up on World Star Hip Hop. I mean, tell me a little bit about that and all the things that you have going on as far as, like, the internet sources and stuff.
Well, I did the, you know, I have a song called Tootsie Pop. Okay, Tootsie Pop was the original song. It was more commercial. I mean, that's commercial to me because, you know, Tootsie Pop I kind of did for, like, the kids and, like, the people who like to dance or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I came back with the street version, and it's called P-Pop. I'm not going to say that word.
Oh.
So I said, well, let me shoot. I mean, I did a, you know, P-Pop for the more street women, more, you know, like to go to the club, shake it, because I like to go to the club and shake it. I love going to the strip club. Okay?
Right.
I mean, I don't want to go to the club and be holding up the wall. Well, you could stay home for that. Why are you coming
right.
to the club if you're not coming to work? If you got a man, oh, I got a man. Okay, well, you in the club every weekend. Obviously, I'm saying, you know, you're not, what you're coming here for?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know you come to the club to stunt, show off, or whatever. So I like, you know, I like to go to the club. I have a couple of drinks. I like to dance. I always like to dance. And when I go to the club, I dance. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to do a more street version for the females who like to dance, the strippers. Because, you know, the people dog the strippers so bad. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
no,
I don't have nothing against the strippers. They have to. They dog the strippers so bad. But it's a lot of strippers out there who strip. But they, you know, they go to college. They're doing stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because you're a stripper,
positive.
You don't have to be crackhead, pothead. You know how they just, oh, she's a freak. People should not be like that. You should not judge a person. I mean, people do it, but, you know. You shouldn't judge
right.
a person by what they do for a living. If her bills are paid, her kids are clean, I mean, you cannot really say nothing about it.
Exactly.
So
no one should be judging anyway. Right.
As well as I support all the independent college, you know, just because it's college educated. Because there's some strippers out there who ride bigger than some of these girls who done went to college 8 years.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, can I just say, like, after my sister-in-law and I were actually in the kitchen, like, when we first listened to the song and looked at the video. And, girl, we kept on rewinding it and rewinding it. And I said, come on, show me how to do it. So we was up there trying to imitate it, everything in the video. I was like, man, I can't wait to get to Atlanta because I'm going to have to link up with her because she's going to have to show me how to do all that. So we just was going off, like, trying to make the tussy pop, okay? We had a good time on that song, seriously. So it's definitely a song that, you know, when you want to have a good time and dance and enjoy yourself, you know, it doesn't matter how you look doing it. You just do it.
It's crazy because when I dropped it on WorldStar, it wasn't even on there 4 hours, and I had, like, 13,000 hits, and, you know, that was my first time ever putting anything on WorldStar. But to me, I think that, it's doing very well, and it's still progressing. But, you know, I had my bad comments, and I did get a little irritated when I, you know, seen some of the comments people were making. But you know what? If they're not talking about you, you're not doing nothing. And you keep putting all these bad comments, but you said it clicking on that video to watch it.
Exactly.
So I just want to give a shout-out to all the haters and people who gave me bad comments. I appreciate it because that was another hit that I had. So
right, and then that was another person that's just putting your name out there because now that they're being negative, they can kind of correspond with somebody else. Like, did you see that video, whatever, whatever? Then now somebody else that's going to go watch it and go watch it and go watch it. So they're actually building you and not breaking
you down.
Exactly.
Out of the whole world, who cares about
right.
a couple of that comment? No one doesn't like everyone. Like, I know people, there's certain people that I don't like their music, but I'm not saying I don't like them. I just don't like their music, and I'm not expecting everyone to like my music. That's one thing. If you can't take criticism or if you can't take people saying something bad about you, this is not the field that you need to be in, period.
Absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
People are going to talk about you. People are going to ridicule you. People are going to say bad things about you. I mean, like, me personally, like, for instance, let me say Nicki Minaj. Everybody doesn't like Nicki Minaj, but you know what? She's doing her thing. You see what I'm saying? You don't like her, but yet she's progressing. You see what I'm saying? And people just need to a couple of bad comments, who cares when you got a million people that like you? Who cares if 10,000 don't like you? I mean, who cares? You know, I just try to do my thing, and I don't try to step on nobody's toes. I'm not trying to be like no other female artist. I don't take someone's style. I don't do any of that. I just go to do my music from what I've experienced through life and what I've learned as a life lesson, and I just try to motivate other young black female artists who are trying to come up in this game so they don't let the game swallow them up. You know, you run the game. Don't let the game run you. You see what I'm saying? It's okay to sell sex. I sell sex, but it's to a certain extent. It's like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Slow down. I'm not going to let you degrade me now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's sad what us females have to do in order to get. Well, some females, what they do in order to get, what they're trying to get. But I don't, I'm most definitely, if it's meant for me to be a big-time superstar, then I'm pretty sure I will be one. You see what I'm saying? God has plans set out for everyone. So, you know, I just try hard, and I'm progressing. And I love what I do, so.
That's right. So did you ever think that you would get to this degree in your career at all? I mean, like you said, you just put the song up, the video up, and then all of a sudden it's like powwow, like a ton of bricks hitting you.
I have to give a lot of props to my manager. I have an excellent manager. I mean, he is a male. He, like I said, when it comes back to men degrading you and just treating you like crap, he makes sure I have everything. Facebook, Twitter, anything you possibly name. I have my song online. I have ringtone. You can go purchase my song online from Amazon, FYE, Best Buy. I mean, my song is on the radio, and if it wasn't for him, I'd seriously doubt that I would be where I'm at now. You want that security as a woman. Now, don't get it twisted. Women, it's just, when you have a man behind you that's, you know, has a strong voice and he's taking up for you, it looks a little better because women, you know, we get sensitive. I'm sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I go in front of somebody and you go saying a couple of things to me that I don't like, hey, I'm just probably going to walk out. I'm a Gemini girl. I will flip the strip.
Oh, God, a Gemini.
Girl, I am a Gemini girl. I will flip the strip. You know, they already say we're two-faced. We got twins.
No, it
if
is so
mad,
true.
Girl, I will
Geminis
go off
are nuts.
On you. Girl, I went off on this guy so bad on Facebook. Girl, he had the nerve to call my phone. And, girl, I went off on him so bad. I call him every name that I can possibly think of. And I know he was just hating, but he just got on my nerve. It was like every little thing. He kept calling me country. You know, I don't got nothing against people from New York, but I don't know why they think they're better than people from the South. I mean, he was so rude. Girl, he was rude. He was just talking about me like a dog on Facebook. And, you know, only reason you got, only people like you because you look good. I mean, I went off on him so bad. He deserved it. And that's how I am. If I feel like a man is just trying to talk to me any kind of way, it's just something. I grew up watching my mom, my father talk to my mom any kind of way. You know, just growing up watching stuff like that, it takes a toll on you. And I can't take it. Like, me, exactly. I have ran so many men off. If a man deals with me, he is strong, and I know he really wants to be with me, girl, because my mouthpiece is fake. You can hear it in my rap, girl. I be going off. Like, no, I don't put up with no crap.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I can totally relate to you in regards to the fact of, you know, growing up and, you know, certain things transpiring around you, and it kind of, you know, molds you into who you are today. So, you know, some people take it and want to, you know, decide not to be a victim, and I totally applaud you for that.
Yeah,
because that's
why
I think that I'm so strong, too, from just taking past situations.
I don't use it as a crutch. I don't feel sorry for myself. I don't make excuses. I feel sorry for myself when I get out there and my man get on me like, you did a bad job, you know, you didn't hold the mic right. I mean, I get mad, but, you know, deep down inside, I have elevated from when he got with me. I have elevated so much till it's, like, ridiculous. And, like, I can get on stage and I can rock it. I don't have a hype man or anybody up there with me. I get up there and rock it by myself. And at the end of the night, when I get on stage, I feel good. I feel good about my management. I feel good about my team. Like, I honestly can trust my manager. You know how some people you can't trust? I can give him – I'll give him my Social Security number to tell him to go ahead and do whatever, because I know he's not going to try to get over on me. And that's the best – when you're in this music business, you have to have people around you that you trust. Your family sometimes could be your worst enemy. People think, well, I'm going to get my family to be my manager. No. Don't do it.
Definitely not. Don't do it. Red alert. Red alert.
You probably got paid $10,000. They only give you $5,000. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's sad. It's sad. Sometimes your family do you worse than, your damn family do you worse than the people that you don't know.
Exactly. It's so true, and it's real. It's so true, and a lot of people need to take heed to that, you know, definitely. So it's
you have to have your management team down pat, girl. You got to have you know how many rap artists go run, how many, every time you turn around, you got a new manager. I don't want to be like that. I want to keep one manager and have somebody I trust around me. And I know it's like women, I think all women, they don't need they need a male manager, because a male manager is going to stand up for you as a woman. You see what I'm saying? You up there, you getting you getting a female manager, she probably hating on you because you getting shows. She probably throwing the game, stealing from you. I mean, it's sad, but females are like that. And growing up, I cannot stand hanging around a bunch of females, because they're always hating and keeping up drama. I have got fired from so many jobs because females hate on me. It's sad. Oh, she thinks y'all that. She got a girl. I was, believe it or not, I was working. I was a manager at McDonald's. I had been there 6 years. Girl, my song started playing on the radio. Do you know they fired me?
Oh, no.
For no apparent reason. Girl, talking about a customer complaint. I was like, are you serious? And I was young. You see what I'm saying? It's just little stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? Like, people are very evil out there. You have to just pick who you want to be around, pick who you want around you. I mean, if people are going to bring you down, it's just like two fat people. She's not going to say, hey, you need to lose weight. You see what I'm saying? She big, too. She don't want you to lose weight. Girl, I need to lose weight. I'm going to eat some shrimp today. No, girl, you need to get that burger over there. You see what I'm saying? It's just, it's true. She's not trying to help you because she big.
Oh, God.
Same thing
so
with
true.
Music. It's the same thing with music. Somebody who don't want to go nowhere, they don't want to see you go nowhere. You have to be around people who, like, why am I, if I got $100,000, I'm not trying to say people, I'm not finna keep hanging around people who I got to spend my money on every day.
Exactly.
I got to buy your food. Every time I turn around, I got to buy you food. Hell, I'm going to dial that before I can even get where I'm trying to be, trying to help you out. And people like that bring you down. Oh, now they want to say, oh, you've changed. It's not that I've changed, but you cannot. It's just true. You want money, you got to be around people who got money or people who trying to get money. You cannot get money around people who don't want to get no money.
It's so true.
Or don't even want to go to work. It's just like your radio show. You can't be around nobody every time you turn around. They always say something bad about your show. I wouldn't want that person try to bring that person and put them on my show. For what?
Exactly. You have to pick and choose. Like you said, it's totally like that at all times in every area of your life. No matter what you're doing, you have to pick and choose, you know, what works for you, what resonates for you.
And yeah, and people say, oh, you're all that. Okay, I bet you want to see Jay-Z hanging out in like the bad parts of Brooklyn. For what? What you think gonna happen to him? Waka Flocka did it. When Waka Flocka first blew up, he tried to go hang out in the hood. They shot his butt up. You see what I'm saying?
Once
you get to a certain level, you just can't do it.
Exactly, because there's going to be too many people, like you just stated earlier, about hating and, you know, trying to bring you down.
Money is the rule of all
evil,
baby. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. The more money you get, the more problems. And that's what a lot of people, you know, you have to, it's a thin line between, hey, I'm Hollywood. I'm not trying to be Hollywood, but at the same time, I'm not trying to be hood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not finna die trying to hang around in the project. Oh, no. No.
I totally get that because people are like, oh, come to my house. I'm like, okay, where you stay at? Oh, I live in the PJs. What the hell is the PJs? A project? No.
$150,000 car. You know what I'm saying? I pull up in a Corvette. These, you know, they looking like, as soon as I get out of the car, they mugging me. Pop my foot right back on in that car and go on my side of town. I promise I will. I do it all the time. I be like, girl, I'm not going down there, girl. That club got one way in and one way out, girl. We finna go to the club where we got to pay to get in the line, everything, VIP.
It's a whole big thing. Like, it's a whole production in the club.
Saying, girl, I can't just be hanging out in no hole-in-the-wall club. Girl,
no,
please,
no,
I'm all over Facebook. Somebody might think I got some money, girl. I ain't even got no damn money yet.
Oh, man.
Not like that. I mean, I'm not hurting. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But I ain't got no money like that. Shoot.
Oh.
No, girl. We can't go to the club that just got one way in, one way out.
Oh, no. Right? Exactly.
They got to have about three exits, some upstairs, downstairs, girl, some bodyguards. I got to have it all.
Private booths, rooms. Okay. Shoot.
Girl,
they have
I
to
do.
Have
when I go to the club, my friend be like, girl, you ain't finna go? Girl finna dance right here in VIP where it's 10 people in here. I ain't got to worry about getting shot. Feet down. Shoes all stepped on. Girl,
you
no.
Getting pulled and hot and sweaty and everything, makeup all running all night.
Mac done fell down my face. My Mac ain't dry no more. Girl, I can't be doing it no more. And I tell my friends, girl, we're going to go to the club. What club are you going to? Girl, it's like $10 to get in. I'm not going up in there because I already know it's a hole in the
Okay, $10. Like, wow. That's awesome.
I'm from
like...
Orlando, girl. I'm used to paying like $50 to get in the club. Stop it.
Right.
I can't
exactly.
do it.
I understand that, you know.
Girl, you know what I'm saying, though? It's
no,
like,
I do.
I got a status, I can't be broke down like that now.
I totally get it. I do understand because I totally segregate myself from certain things, too, and a lot of people tell me that, oh, you think you all that now, whatever. It's not that. It's just that, you know, you're not into certain
okay.
things. Okay.
Like, I'm in school. I'm with a girl. She can't even say a whole complete sentence. I said, that's embarrassing. Girl, let's go to the club. No, I don't think this, you know, this show, you might not need to go on this trip. You know what I'm saying? She'll say something else for you, but it's sad you can't even say a whole sentence correct.
Right.
It's just like sometimes, you know, when you get around certain people, you got to learn how to talk. You just can't talk the same way around everybody.
It's so true.
Becky, but sometimes I be LaQuisha. Sometimes I go Becky, then I can go to the hood, right? I can do either one, but I know when to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people, they just think you could just keep smacking your lips. It's like, no, you look ignorant, especially when you're over 25. Come on now. You should have your English down pat by now, sweetheart.
Okay, Black English, I tell ya, Black English, you know. So it's totally, totally awesome that you put out so many amazing points that it's not even funny. Like, all I had to do was listen, and I love that, you know, you came on and just put it all out there for us.
Any time you want me on your show, just let me know. Like I said, it's been a long time coming, and I've been missing you.
I can't wait. And you can totally always come on because I want to start an Intuned View in 2012. And it's going to be just like a bunch, like probably two other ladies just come on and we just talk about topics like how we were just discussing certain things and, you know, just kind of giving our views on certain topics. So it would be awesome to have you on because you're a great person, inspirational, you know, you're strong, you're driven, and that's all those things that I like about a female as far as, you know, being goal-orientated, a mom. All the things that you expressed about yourself today were just put out there without me even having to ask you about anything. And I love that because it shows that you're a real person, like you're really upfront and, you know, this is what it is and accept it or don't, whatever. Anyone like that has my heart automatically. So
thank you so much.
I'm in love. Okay, I'm a new supporter, fan, sister, / whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to the end, hidey-ho, like Chucky, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of that with us. And I was going to play the song, but for some reason they won't let me play it. And I don't know if it's because of the content or whatever, but I'm definitely going to look into that and follow up, put it on rotation.
I've had that to happen to me before, so it's not a big deal. But before I go, I just want to say, if you want to get in contact with me, you can just go to my website, and it's www.contanique.com. The name is spelled C-O-N-T-A-N-E-K. You can you want to get in contact with me, my Facebook, Twitter, anything like that, just go to my website. And I'd like to just tell all the young ladies coming up that want to be artists, or young ladies, y'all need to support your women, because women, that's all we have is each other. And if we all out there talking about each other and hating on each other, we're never going to get anywhere.
Definitely. You heard it here.
With Miss P, I'd like to say thank you for having me on the show. And as I end all my shows, I would just like to say, bam, because that's my love slogan that I make.
That's right.
I would just like to say thank you so much for having me on, and I'm look forward to speaking with you again.
Yes, definitely. Keep me posted for everything. You have a beautiful night. Thank you so much again, Contanique.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yay, so that was Contanique. She is so awesome. I'm really devastated that I couldn't play her song today. I think that the, you know, program kind of went against the grain a little bit on her, you know, song, but I'm definitely going to look into that so we can follow up with Contanique at a later date to see what she's getting into. Very positive, very powerful, have a lot of great things to say, and she's putting out a good message to women in general. You know, we do need to relax and learn how to support one another instead of break each other down. And we really need to start reaching out more to one another to empower. You know, we're here. We're all doing the same thing. We're all working towards the same thing. And those that aren't, we need to really, you know, make a plan to try to uplift and encourage others to do what we're trying to do. Because why look back at someone when we can pull them alongside of us and help them grow as we grow and grow together as a unit. So I just want to thank everyone again for tuning into the Intune Show with Miss P, with my guest, Contanique. I just want to give a shout-out again to Fee Sexy Ma, to Tisha. I want to give a shout-out to LBD because I know they tuned in tonight as well. I want to give a shout-out to all you babies that continue to support the Intune Show. I look forward to all that to come in the new year. And until tomorrow, babies, stay in tuned.
Call in, share y'all thoughts. Don't be late, you know it's starting 6 sharp. brain, beauty, all that real talk. Don't miss it, you better get the time right. This the place to be for all the unsigned hype. You a hardcore artist or songbird? Contact Miss P, get your song heard at 818-495-6975, and that's live. I show her love cause she do it for the people. Blog Talk Station, there is no other sequel. That's why I'm throwing in tuned up. These other stations.